Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
ES Audio.
Hi guys, I'm John Weeks. This is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Let's go. Coming up, how to look after your doggos in the heat. But first, a witch investigation has found illegal weapons are being sold on sites like Amazon, eBay, AliExpress, and Wish by third-party sellers.
All we did was search for banned offensive weapons, so knives, swords, zombie knives, flick knives, knuckle dusters, and we found absolutely loads of them.
Lisa Webb, a consumer law expert at Witch, said the sellers were using symbols or different words to sneak them onto the sites. She told us these sort of weapons are illegal to sell, buy, and own, but in most cases, the host websites themselves aren't likely to get in trouble.
A sort of get-out-of-jail-free card for some of these organisations, by virtue of if they take down the listings as soon as they're made aware of them, then they can usually say, not us, Gov, not our problem. And to be fair to all four of the ones that we tested, as soon as we told them what we'd found, they removed every listing.
Lisa said the online safety bill, which is still being worked on by government, would fix this problem and prompt selling sites to do more.
The online safety bill would plug a lot of the holes on this, because the online safety bill's proposal is to make it illegal or make the platforms responsible for the sale of these offensive weapons. So this is just another example of why it's so important that that bill comes in, and comes in now.
All four platforms told Witch that they had removed the listings and took action. As the heat wave continues for a lot of us, it's not just ourselves we need to keep cool, it's our four-pawed friends too. Aideen O'Connor is a vet from the Dogs Trust. She's been telling us what happens to dogs who get too hot.
What happens is their body temperature just rises. Dogs don't sweat, so they need to lose all the excess heat through panting. If they can't regulate their body temperature will heat to the point that their organs then overheat.
She said another hazard for dogs in this weather can be burns from the hot pavement. And she told us how severe those burns can get.
The footpad itself can completely peel off and it'll just be really red and painful looking. And you definitely want to go to the vet if you're seeing it like that. Anything before that as well. But if you're noticing that the footpad has, you know, come off, that's going to be really painful.
There are also warnings for dog walkers to avoid ponds and lakes which contain poisonous blue-green algae. Aideen described some of the symptoms dogs affected by the algae can experience.
There's always kind of a range of signs of anything but vomiting, twitching, seizures, increased thirst. So, you know, in hot weather, your dog's going to drink more. But if they're really kind of drinking much more than what you'd expect, then drooling, diarrhea, breathing difficulties, collapse. So like a real range of symptoms.
A new study looking at some rocks in Australia has turned the scientific explanation for how the continents were formed on its head. Experts from Curtin University's School of Earth and Planetary Sciences believe they have the first physical evidence to suggest the continents were created by meteorite impacts in the first billion years of the planet's history. They found evidence of a top-down process caused by melting rocks at one of the Earth's best-preserved remnants of ancient crust in Western Australia. As Samsung officially revealed the fourth iterations of their folding phones yesterday, New research suggests the devices will soon become much more commonplace.
It's very clear that 25% of the market will be foldable by 2025. And so that's about 125 million foldable devices in market every year by that point.
Samsung UK's Vice President of Sales, James Kitto, said they've seen a 700% rise in sales of their foldable devices just this year. The Galaxy Fold 4 and Flip 4 were revealed yesterday with a huge focus on using the Flip's hinge for creative photography and the Fold's big screen for multitasking. James told us there's a real possibility people will ditch their PCs and laptops in future and use their phones instead.
So these are as powerful as a mini laptop, that's for sure. So some people will choose to buy just the Fold 4 and use that as their primary device. So yes, we're definitely seeing that trend.
Now to space. A new and very pretty image has been released showing two galaxies entangled, preparing to merge into one galaxy in about 500 million years' time. They've been nicknamed the butterfly galaxies because they look a bit like two wings attached to each other. Over time, their shape will change as they dance around each other in circles, which eventually will lead to them fully colliding and mixing together to resemble a sphere. Experts say the exact same thing will happen with our Milky Way galaxy, but don't worry, that's in about 5 billion years. It's believed the butterfly galaxies are 60 million light years away in the Virgo constellation. Let's go to the ads now. Hold on though, in part two, there's important news about Disney Plus and ads. Why not hit follow and give us a rating in the meantime?
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This edition of Tech and Science Daily is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are six chances to win the competition, including two top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
Welcome back. Data taken from conversations on Twitter suggests there's been a real rise in young adults worrying about the cost of living crisis. 46% of those talking about it were aged 25 to 34, and more than two-thirds of conversations around essentials focused on fuel and energy. The data from consumer intelligence platform TalkWalker also showed rent was the third most mentioned theme, mentioned five times more than mortgages. And finally, adverts have found a new way to invade your home. That's right, Disney Plus is bringing in a new lower-cost subscription service that comes with ads. In December, people in the US signed up to the standard service will see a price hike up to $10.99 a month, and a new ad-supported option will be born, costing $7.99 a month. According to reports, Disney will keep ads down to just 4 minutes per hour. It's likely only a matter of time, though, before the ad-supported tier comes to customers in the UK. You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we bring you the latest news and analysis from the Evening Standard in London. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. See you then.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.